Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A climber was killed by falling ice in Denali National Park. A Park Service release says the 32-year-old man from Idaho was fatally injured when he and his climbing partner were hit by a sérac that dislodged and fell from a peak off the West Fork of the Ruth Glacier yesterday morning. It says the other climber, who was identified as a 31-year-old man from Utah, was knocked unconscious by the impact and received significant injuries, but was able to call for help with a satellite communicator. The Park Service says a high-altitude helicopter with mountaineering rangers evacuated the injured climber. The NPS says mountaineering rangers will return to the accident site to assess the possibility of recovering the dead climber's body. Following yesterday's CDC announcement that fully vaccinated people no longer need to wear masks or physically distance in most situations, the Fairbanks North Star Borough School District has altered its COVID precautions. A letter from District Superintendent Karen Gaborik says adults and high school students age 16 and above will no longer be required to wear masks or social distance in schools or at district events and activities. Students at the elementary and middle school levels are still required to mask and social distance. The school board is scheduled to address COVID-19 mitigation measures for the 2021-2022 school year at its June 1st regular meeting. The Denali Highway is open for the season. The Alaska Department of Transportation says the road's reopening follows work to remove snow, thaw culverts, and make repairs along the 135-mile road between Paxson on the Richardson Highway and Cantwell on the Parks Highway that began a month ago. Meanwhile, the McCarthy Road from Chittenden to McCarthy has also been officially open for travel. While snow and ice have been cleared, the DOT says conditions along the 60-mile gravel road are expected to remain fair to difficult through the summer with rutting, rocks, potholes, and soft shoulders. I'm Dan Bross.